we're still in those first throes of going through the budget. I've been through about 6,000 pages already, still digging out a few things. But what we're seeing this year are some subtleties in how the dollars are being shifted within accounts. It's getting a little bit harder to find stuff. You really got to read and pay attention to find out where some of these new opportunities are.
Do you think it's getting harder to find things for a particular reason?
Well, one big particular reason is something called the deficit and the initiatives to control spending. And by keeping a lid on everything, but still trying, as an administration, trying to do some new things that might be of importance to various constituencies and to the national interest, that just means that you've got to shuffle the money around a little bit. I mean, you think about what the president said. He stood up in the State of the Union and said, you know, and he said it last year too, but this year he said, we're going to do something to really help small businesses with an export initiative. Well, you know, somewhere in the budget you got to find that. You got to look real hard, but it's in there. And, you know, finding where some of the agencies or sub-agencies within Department of Commerce have been actually moving the money around a little bit in their plans so that they can spend more effort on trying to embellish and enhance the ability for businesses to, you know, get exports without any kind of tariffs against U.S. interests.
As keeping in mind that this is a budget request and we're not sure what we will see, if we even see a budget bill, if it doesn't turn into another continuing resolution, how do you think companies should be strategizing to try to work through some of these special intricacies that you're seeing?
Well, I think that they just need to, of course, we're going to help them do that, but they need to look really hard at the budget. And, you know, some people say that a budget is worthless because once you start executing, you forget about the budget. But you consider that the scope and complexity of the executive branch, the whole federal government, and scope and complexity, there are programs that have been continuing on and will continue on. You can't just shut down a program overnight, you know, without some kind of advance notice. So contractors, you know, will have to kind of ease from some of the programs they have been working into some of these newer initiatives. It's going to be take a lot more finesse.
You are also seeing some twists in this budget road that might be good for companies that can respond quickly, can pivot quickly. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, some of the areas that we've been highlighting over the last couple of years have become even stronger. Areas like program integrity, which is a code word for efforts to control fraud, waste, and abuse. And so we're seeing, again, you know, some more dollars in those areas. Health informatics, you know, some other strong areas. Health technologies in general, but not necessarily health IT in the strictest definition according to the statute, but, you know, health technologies. I mean, so there are some of these smaller areas, which, you know, of course, if the federal government, they're normally fairly big spending, but, you know, good areas to be pursuing.
Now, obviously, the budget shrinking is something that is kind of the backdrop of all of these conversations. Beyond that, where are you starting with the people that you work with as far as getting them to understand building that strategy framework? And I'm not just talking about this year. I mean, this is something that we expect to see for the foreseeable future, I suppose.
That's absolutely true. And you know, we started to see these trends over the last couple of years. Despite what, you know, the politics would say, you know, the administration and Congress together have been trying to control spending. And there was the whole thing about insourcing. You know, that's not quite as significant an issue or initiative in the 2013 budget on balance and on net. But what we're seeing is where companies need to be much more aware of the kinds of constraints the government is under. First of all, a big constraint on spending. You've got to cut spending. Other kinds of constraints are types of contracting, fixed price versus cost reimbursement. Other kinds of constraints are, can you spend money in advance of appropriations? And, of course, the simple answer to that is absolutely not. So that creates cash flow problems, and the fixed price contracts create other kinds of challenges for contractors, which put additional risks on contractors and as well as the cash flow. And that's cash flow both for the agency, customer agency, as well as the contractor. And then when you think about this gradual shrinking of the contract spending, and roughly the same number of competitors out there, well, that means companies are going to have to be fighting a whole lot harder and with a whole lot more skill to get hold of some of these fewer dollars.